Young birds flying, and the soft wind blowing, cools the sweat inside my palms. Close my eyes, hear the flowers growing, as you lay sleeping in my arms.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, S-A-L-L-A-N. This segment of the Bruce Allen Show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. Reach them at npier.com. That's npier.com. It is time for the men's room, and we have our regular guest, Wayne Levine, with us. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, Wayne.
It's always a pleasure, Bruce.
Well, I always enjoy our repartee.
And your regular guest is regular. So I just thought I'd report that to you now.
I am very happy to share that with our listeners.
Absolutely.
So, Mr. Levine.
Yes, sir.
Sharing and supporting our kids' passions. What would you like to share with our listeners about that other than your bathroom habits?
Yeah, well, it's living vicariously through our kids, laying our hopes and dreams for ourselves on our children. These are some of the traps that too many parents fall into. And it puts a pressure on the kids to live up to certain expectations. And as I've seen in my work dealing with men who are now 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, they're still dealing with those expectations.
That their parents put on them.
Yes. Not just parents, but community and institutions and the culture, but look, the strongest influences that we have on a number of levels, obviously, is at the hands of our parents.
You know, it's funny, I had lunch with an old friend who is a step-parent to a junior in college, and the biological parents to this stepson of his have guided, and I'm using that word very euphemistically, pushed is the right word, forced is the more correct word, this stepson to be pre-med. And one day, being close to his stepdad, my friend, he shared that he just hated his life and did not want to be pre-med. And my friend advised him to drop out of pre-med. And he said, you'll have some pretty bad fallout in the short term, but it's your life. And he did. And he did have some fallout from his parents, but he is now a much happier young man, and he will find his path, and I think save himself a lot of grief and be able to live his own life. And I thought my friend was very courageous to advise that, especially in the role of stepdad. But that is the problem, that his biological parents were just not hearing him.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to mention. It's all about listening. And, you know, by the time kids get to college age, they've had 18 years of their parents not particularly listening to what it is they truly want. And so what we as parents have to pay attention to is, what is it that's going on for us individually, personally, that keeps us from actually being able to hear who our kids are? You know, we have a job to do when they're young in terms of teaching them right from wrong and keeping them safe and healthy. But at a certain point, they become their own people. And unfortunately, most parents don't have the sort of the insight to realize, he or she is becoming their own little person. I better start paying attention to what they want.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I think that's going to take place in my home around the time they are 30 or 32.
Well, that's because you're a progressive. Or wait, not, and I'm not talking politically now.
It is funny because time completely changes, in my opinion, the moment you become a parent. You wake up one day and all of a sudden you have these grown human beings in your home, whereas it seemed a minute ago there were babies crying. And they are, in fact, those independent thinkers that you no longer can coddle or should coddle, and yet you find yourself sometimes wanting to do that. And that is, of course, the wrong thing to do, which is what you're saying and what I wrote about in my column.
Yeah. Parents of older children have learned the lesson. And so for those listening who have younger children, this is really more for you. When the kids are older, you can look back and see, oh, she was this way since she was six. He has been on this track since he was four. It's easier to see in retrospect. So I encourage you all to just start paying attention and find out what it is that's unresolved in you. What issues are you still dealing with around your mom and dad's expectations of you that you haven't let go of? The sooner you do that, the healthier your kids will be and the closer your relationship with those kids will be.
You have a college-age junior, a boy. Is he a junior?
He's sophomore.
Sophomore. So how does this manifest itself with him?
I recognized early on that I was living my life through him, not necessarily in what I was expecting of him in terms of future and career, but my unresolved issues as a boy were coming up because I had a young son. And I got a lot of help around that when I was younger because I had gotten involved in this men's work when he was just three or four. So I asked for a lot of help to separate how I was feeling, which was motivating how I was behaving towards him around various issues. And I tried to encourage him to continue with whatever he was doing to honor his commitments. But if he was actually done with something, like he was done with hockey at one point and he was done with golf at one point, that he just showed up as the man he wanted to be. It didn't matter what he did, but it did matter that he did a good job.
Okay, let's take that last example, because I remember when your son was playing golf, and I know he was unbelievably good, at least as I recall you telling me. It had to be hard when you see your son as nearly a scratch golfer, or certainly a single-digit handicap, giving up something that you know how hard it is to be that good as a 15, 16, 17-year-old, and yet he's giving it up. So what were you struggling with at that time, thinking, wow, this is, at the very least, an amazing skill that you can network with?
Yes.
In whatever profession you go in. So how did you manage to just walk away from that?
Well, he'll always have that skill, and I'm sure that he's going to rediscover golf now that he's in school and in a business fraternity, and he'll always be able to play well. But the bigger issue at that time was that he wasn't enjoying himself. And in fact, it came to a head one night when he was very upset and crying because he told me he didn't know how to play without needing to win. And it was taking all the fun out of it. And it wasn't just in golf, it was in the video games he was playing. And so there was an obsessiveness that he knew was not healthy for him. And so it was, I'm fortunate, I've done this work, I have a lot of support. It was very clear that the most important thing was for him to get the support he needed around how he felt. And then the decision was up to him. So he ended up playing his last year of golf, not worrying about how he did on the course. He had a good time, and then he was done with it. So I was very proud of actually the process he went through, and I got a lot of help from some of the guys in my life who actually spoke with him by themselves, who had insight that I didn't quite have, and I knew that he needed to hear it from some other man. And so it was actually a great opportunity, and he'll always be able to beat me in golf.
Well, that doesn't take much.
No, that's true.
We are out of time, Wayne. Quickly tell our listeners how they can reach you and if they want to join in this sort of work directly with you.
Right. Bettermen.org. You'll find out how we work with men individually and in groups, both in California and over the phone and Skype. And you can get a copy of my book, Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. It teaches men to be the fathers that women want their children to have and the husbands that they want to keep.
Thank you, Wayne. We'll talk with you next week. And I want to thank again North Pier for sponsoring this segment of The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It's time for a break. We'll be back with Pastor Drew and our teen rap segment.
Go around, it makes the world go round. A mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound. A mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound. It's all that makes the world go round. That clinking, clanking sound can make the world go round.